The Lady Chapel. Relax and quiet your mind. Take some deep breaths and imagine you are breathing in a beautiful silver-blue light. The light fills your body and swirls around you like a mist. When the mist lifts, you are walking over meadowland towards a little settlement of circular buildings, surrounded by a protective wall of stone. All is still, no breath of wind in the chill air. The sky is a dusky purple, streaked with a dark red glow, marking the sun's descent in the west, while far above the first stars come glittering out. You approach a wooden gate built of sharp palisades and see within a circle of huts, each built of woven willow branches packed with river mud and topped with thatched roofs that rise to a point in the middle. There are 12 of them, and from the door of each a path leads out like the spoke of a wheel to a central round building, larger than the rest. It seems to crouch low as if guarding a secret that it holds close to itself. This simple edifice is nothing less than the old church of Glastonbury, the first church built by Joseph of Arimathea, dedicated to the Divine Mother. You are aware of the presence of others inside each of the surrounding huts, for the soft glow of candlelight can be seen within each one, and the low singing of men's harmonious voices rings clearly through the still evening air. A figure appears from one of the huts, a monk in a rough brown robe, walking towards you. It is one of the company of Avalon, the original guardians of the old church, companion to Joseph himself. He greets you and asks you your business, and you answer from your heart. If your response is met with approval, he leads you towards the central chapel and holds aside the heavy door covering for you to enter inside. You feel as if you are walking into a cave, it is so dark in there. A velvety midnight darkness that is strangely warm. Only the soft glow of two tapers reveal a plain stone altar on which stands the carved likeness of the lady and her child. As you approach the altar, the two tapers flare up into tall flames so bright you momentarily close your eyes. When you open them again, the oratory is filled with radiance, and you see before you a wondrous sight. The lady has grown as tall as the ceiling, and her mantle of midnight blue seems to swirl about her as if in a wind. Her feet rest upon a crescent moon, and upon her head is a sparkling crown of 12 stars. The child in her arms shines with the dazzling light of the sun. You are also aware of the singing of the monks in their cells, which has grown louder and more resonant. It sounds, in fact, like a heavenly choir encircling the oratory, and the harmonies are becoming more exquisite and heart-rendingly beautiful than anything you have heard before. As the music soars about you, you realize that you are no longer in a small dark chapel, but are standing far above the world in the dome of the midnight sky. The lady's mantle is spangled with stars and spread out over the vast reaches of space, curved protectively over the universe. At her heart, The folds of her mantle reveal the child of light who shines forth within the supernal glory of the solar logos, the great spiritual sun that is the source of our solar system. Around this being of light circle the 12 constellations, singing the symphony of the stars in mighty chords, which roll and vibrate in vast waves of heavenly sound all about you. As you listen, the notes of their song become filaments of light that shimmer throughout the universe, forming a vast network of brilliant light in an exquisite pattern of harmony and beauty. And now you see that within the light body of the solar logos are 7 planets, each one a whirling vortex of radiant colour. They too are singing, adding a counterpoint to the melodies of the stars, clear, pure notes that become rippling colours of rainbow light, washing over you, drenching you with their heavenly influences. You are aware that the 7 chakras within your body are resonating too, each singing their own note, echoing the harmony of the spheres. Then suddenly you realize your chakras are reflections of the 7 planets themselves. They are within you as well as outside of you. You become aware that the infinite reaches of the sea of space about you are also within your body, where every one of your atoms is surrounded by vast distances of inner space. For you too are a solar system, and within you there is a child of light waiting to be born from deep inside the dark womb of your inner space. Be aware now of the nurturing mother of darkness within yourself, and let the child of light be born within your own heart. Welcome the child of light into your world. And now gradually become aware of your surroundings and open your eyes. Gaze upon the image of the lady and the child upon your altar with new understanding, and give thanks for their blessings. And when you are ready, extinguish the tapers and come fully back to present time and space.